From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And coming up, is President Obama undermining the Constitution by choosing which laws to defend and enforce?
But let's start in Arizona for the latest reaction to Arizona Governor Jan Brewer's veto of a bill that would have allowed people to refuse to serve gays and lesbians based on religious grounds. The legislation stirred up national debate and drew such sharp criticism from the business community and politicians in both parties that Brewer wasted little time in calling the bill unnecessary and that it could cause unintended damage to the state. Peter O'Dowd is news director at Here and Now contributing station KJZZ in Phoenix, and he joins us now. Hi there, Peter.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Great to have you back. So first of all, there were loud cheers outside the Arizona Capitol building when Brewer made her announcement. What did she have to say about her decision to veto the bill?
In her speech last night, she actually told supporters of the bill that she really does sympathize with the idea that religious freedoms are under attack by government interference. And she told them that she supported legislation in the past to protect religious freedoms. She cited a case where, you know, that would allow businesses to disallow abortion or contraception in the insurances they offer. But in the end, she said that this bill was different. It was too broad and it didn't fix any apparent problem that existed in the state. In fact, she said it would probably actually do more harm than it would do good and divide the state in ways that, her words, ways we can't imagine. Ultimately, also, the bill was supposed to protect businesses, but those businesses were the ones that were most adamantly opposed to it, and Brewer said that was a big reason why she made her decision.
So let's dig a little bit more into that. What's the reaction across the rest of Arizona? I mean, from the business community, from those people who had rallied in opposition to the legislation?
Yeah, you know, the I think there is, in fact, a sigh of relief across the state when it comes to the business community anyways. You know, if you looked at my email inbox over the last few days, the PR machine against this bill was really, really loud. And it did kind of overshadow the voices of its supporters, because I think when you talk about the Super Bowl getting taken away, which, you know, there were rumors of that happening yesterday, no one's going to really hear anything else. When there are threats that the state's economy is going to be taken down right after a historic recession, that's all anyone's really going to hear. So in that sense, the business community and their voices really were heard.
Mm. And yet, Peter, is the fact that this bill was even considered, in and of itself, has that done some lasting damage to Arizona? Because there have been groups that have decided to cancel, their conventions in the state, for example.
Yeah, even before the veto yesterday, the National Hispanic Bar Association preemptively canceled its Phoenix meeting next year. They thought the bill was unjust. And, you know, I called them up this morning. I spoke to them very briefly. All they would say is that yesterday's press release about the cancellation speaks for itself, which to me sounds like they're still not coming. So even with the veto, I think there's going to be some tangible damage. I think it will be far less than it would have been otherwise. We did also speak to Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema this morning, who said she's going to reach out to any of the groups that had canceled to try to get them back into the state.
Right. Now, Peter, when we had you on a couple days ago, you described to us how Arizona is still a very conservative state. And so, I mean, I heard you say that Governor Brewer was trying to basically thread the eye of the needle there in justifying her veto. How have conservative supporters of this bill reacted to the fact that they lost this time around?
The Center for Arizona Policy came out with a statement. That's one of the groups that helped push this bill through from the very beginning. Said it was a really sad day for Arizonans who cherish and understand religious liberty. Their claim all along was that SB 1062 only guaranteed that all Arizonans would be free to live and work according to their faith. And I think it's worth pointing out that supporters from the start routinely said that critics of the bill were hijacking the debate and misleading the public about what it would actually do. You know, they claimed that the language of the bill never singled out gay people and that it would also protect the religious freedom of gays and lesbians. But at the end of the day, that argument didn't really convince the LGBT community or business and industry, for that matter.
Peter O'Dowd is news director at KJZZ in Phoenix. Peter, many thanks.
Thank you.